I'd like to welcome Annabelle Edwards-Stoll to Art on the Air, who has a show coming up in the Harold Stevens Gallery on Saturday, December 7th. It's an immersive experience, and I just want to hear everything you can tell us, Annabelle.
Well, thank you for having me, Gail. It's really wonderful to be here, and I'm excited to talk about my art.
Where did you come from?
So I grew up in Burlington, Vermont. I lived there until I was 16 years old, and then I moved to Germany for a year. And then I moved back and I went to school in Castleton, Vermont for a year before I moved to Worcester in 2021.
When did you start making art and what kind of art?
I could say I've always been an artist and go that route. I was very crafty as a young child, and I would always, at an art store right next to my house that I would go to and pick up little kits and crafts, and I was always making something. I took my first art class in high school when I was in Germany, and I really loved it. Then when I got to Clark University, I took my first sculpture course, and that's when I started to take art very seriously. It quickly became everything and the only thing I wanted to do. So it's been about 3 years of dedicating all of my time to art.
This show, can you tell us about the show? Explain, and what are we gonna see?
Yes, so my show is called Living Womb. It's an immersive and interactive sculptural experience. It involves light fixtures, soft things, a cozy environment, a lot of writing, creative writing, community. There's a lot of collaborators that are working with me. I want to encourage people to talk to each other and to interact with the work and to build connections. I'm making a lot of rugs. I really love rug tufting. I worked for an artist, Katie Commodore, a year ago, and part of my work with her was she taught me how to rug tuft. And then my mom gave me my first rug tufting gun for Hanukkah last year, and I kind of just like took off from there. This semester, I built my first 6x6 foot rug tufting frame, so I'm making bigger work now. Before it was a 2x2 foot frame. So it's like things are, they're getting big and they're getting loud.
And that's included in this show, Living
Yes,
Room.
Yes. There is a 6x6 foot piece, and there's also two light fixtures that are covered in rugs that are about 5 feet tall each.
Now, I saw on the poster about the show also an open mic. What is that going to entail?
I'm interested in what can and cannot be said in a womb, what is and is not said in a womb. We have voices, and I think we need to project them. And I wonder what people are comfortable saying, what people want to say, and how that is received in the space, and what conversations come about because of those comments. And I want people to have a freedom to express themselves in a variety of ways. Like, I would be happy if somebody came up and burped into the microphone. I would be happy if somebody sang or recited a poem that they wrote or that they found, like relying on people that have made work before us and also including ourselves in that narrative, because our voices are just as powerful as those that came before us. I have a supporting poet, Ketchily Filome. She will be putting up some of her own work on the walls. I have a resource wall that will include her work as well as some found poetry, brochures with information about all things related to wombs, and also freebies like barrier method contraceptives and other things that folks can grab at their leisure.
I was going to ask if this was any political.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So this started because my mom is my best friend, and I joke with her and say that I want to crawl back inside of her womb because it was so warm and cozy in there, and nothing could hurt me besides, you know, higher powers that be and her. But I can't. I cannot go back into her womb, nor does she want me to. She says 9 months was plenty of time.
Well, I'm sure she likes you much more now.
Yes, yes, most definitely. She's 63 years old. Both of her parents have Alzheimer's. She struggles with memory things, little things sometimes, and it's the very early stages of that. So our relationship is shifting in a pretty real way, especially with me finishing up school in, you know, 3 weeks. And I will be taking care of her more than I have before. Yeah, so she's entering my womb. This is a way for her to walk into my space of care. Yeah, and I mean, on top of that, there is the political statement. We're in an insane time yet again, and now it's scarier than before. Yeah. I'm worried our rights are at stake. Our democracy is in trouble and being threatened. I have to make some very real decisions about what I'm doing with my body now as a young adult and somebody with a uterus. Mm-hmm. I need to talk about that, and I want to find other people that want to talk about that. I think community is so deeply important. It always has been, and right now it's necessary to find people that want to support each other and to fight for our rights and our freedom.
100%.
Well, sure. Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, I paint and I draw and I make prints. And I take photos, and I've made a film before.
Wow.
I like to try anything and everything. I love being creative and making things. It like makes me feel powerful, and it makes me feel fulfilled. And I like where different mediums can intersect. Everything is intersectional, you know. Like even at my pop-up, I have a collaborator, Implaceable Books, who is an activist book vendor, and they will be there vending literature at the reception.
Right.
And that's not just on reproductive rights and feminist literature, but all kinds of issues, racial issues, global issues, all kinds of stuff. So, you know, the intersection of mediums is all a part of that as well.
What do you see yourself doing next?
So many things. There are statements I want to make. I'm not sure I'm ready to talk about them on the air quite yet.
Yeah, that's okay.
But they do involve sculptures, and they involve community and people getting involved and wearing things in public to make statements. Yeah, it's all about collaboration and being loud.
And expressing.
Making noise. And expressing yourself and expressing what you want for our communal future.
Wow.
As well as your personal future, because they are connected. I also, before we wrap up, want to give a shout out to my other collaborators. I have supporting photographer Gyani Pradhan Wang Sui. Then we have Ketchley Philomi, which is my supporting poet. Liz Cowart is my supporting artist. And then I also have support from Implaceable Books and Project Priceless, as well as literature from Planned Parenthood.
Wow, I can't wait for the show. This is awesome. Thank you for coming in to do this interview and to be part of the Harold Stevens Gallery. It's like really exciting.
Thank you so much, Gail, for talking with me today. It was really lovely. Thank you.
This immersive experience called Living Womb by Annabelle Edwards-Stoll will be on exhibit at the Harold Stevens Gallery from November 27th through December 14th, with an opening reception on Saturday, December 7th from 4 to 6 p.m. Come on down to the Harold Stevens Gallery at WCUW at 910 Main Street in Worcester.